Thanks so much for listening to Take 10 with WeCoach, a new initiative we launched in response to the given current landscape, aimed at offering quick 10-minute interviews with coaches and industry influencers as we adjust to a new virtual reality. Today, I get the chance to chat with Wisconsin head softball coach and one of our 2005 NCAA Women Coaches Academy graduates, Yvette Healy. Yvette, thanks so much for being here. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, Megan. It's exciting to chat with you. I was listening and scrolling Twitter like most of us coaches right now, just trying to stay connected last week, and ran across your Take 10 with Big Ten coach Shonda Stanton from Indiana. And it came at the perfect time. You know, I hit click and listened to the 10 minutes, and it prompted me to give Shonda a call and just check in with her and shoot you a text. And I think in these times where we feel like we're in it alone a little bit, it was the perfect message for me, just to hear what other coaches are going through and remember to reach out and ask some questions and reconnect with some people. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad WeCoach could provide that serendipitous moment right there. And I said this before we started recording, it has been so fun and it's made me so proud. I think from the chair I sit in and get to watch so many women, not just in softball or not just in basketball, but across all of our sports, really come together and reach out and try to stay connected, because y'all are facing the same thing right now, which doesn't happen very often in our industry. Everyone is stuck. Everyone is basically at home and forced to adjust in this new way and not be so focused on practice mode, game mode, prep mode, recruiting, which normally consumes our coaches' lives.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the smallest thing right now at this point can make such a big impact for our athletes. It can make an impact for coaches, but, you know, just even getting tagged by a couple other coaches in a Twitter challenge to post a picture of yourself coaching, it means a lot. When, for me, you know, coaching in the Big Ten's a very cool thing, being a Midwesterner for me, having grown up and played in this area. And, you know, when you have Coach Hutch from Michigan tag you in a Twitter challenge, you know, it brings a smile to your face. And then when you have former players or assistant coaches do the same, it's great. But, you know, you forget that those lines run deep. And so it's a great time to remember that we are in it together.
Well, and before we go too far down, in the professional world, I want to check in. How are you and your family doing? How are you adjusting?
You know, we've got a household of two little girls. So we've got a 7-year-old and 11-year-old. And I'm very grateful for the time to catch up with them right now, because we came from 5 weekends on the road. And that's kind of the biggest travel stretch for us that we had just gone through. And so you know, for about a month and a half, you're home for, you know, 10 days out of about 40. So to reconnect with them has really been a blessing for me. It's hard. It's challenging to teach from home and help do things around the house again. I give my husband a lot of credit for keeping the family afloat when I'm on the road so much. But we've really, although it's been hard and there's a lot of, you know, stress and anxiety, there's been some really sweet, wonderful moments of holding hands while walking the dog and just those quiet moments that you don't always get, catching up while drinking coffee in the morning, that I've cherished it as much as the hard parts have been there too.
Well, I'm glad you're embracing the reset. And you just alluded to it, right? You guys had played 5 weekends in a row. You happened to be on a bye weekend when all of this started to shake out and the cancellations started to fall. One domino fell with the NBA and then they all started to fall. And so many other softball teams were on the road and facing the news. So what was it like to be at home? How did the talk go with the team, and how did you help the team wrap their minds around all this?
Well, it was good that we were home. You know, we've done that the last couple seasons that, you know, with how much travel that we do, we try to always figure out how to keep the team fresh down the stretch. And, you know, we've been fortunate at Wisconsin to play really well late in the season and play well in the postseason. So you've got to look at what you're doing. It's not always about pushing forward. And sometimes you do have to take a break during your season. So we'll play 5 hard weekends of travel, and then we've taken that bye weekend and taken a weekend off as a team to let everyone reset and visit with family. So on some level, you know, we built that into our season. We didn't know we'd have this long to visit with our families and reconnect, but we were home. And so we met with the team before the announcement came out. We just met during our normal practice time and, you know, shared some information of what could happen and let everyone know we were there for them. But it was, you know, it was really, I think a lot of us coaches had an idea of what was coming down the pipeline. When you see the NCAA tournament getting canceled, you see, you know, the Ivy League canceling sports, you know that something very big is happening in the NBA, as you said. So I think we had a feeling what it could be. It was still such a shock and so hard to have to talk to your team about something that's just never happened. But, you know, it was good that we were there. We got to at least see them and be in a room together. And as a staff, you know, we got to muddle through some stuff. And when the day ended, my daughters had come to our facility to play a little softball. And we wound up going to the senior's apartment where most of our seniors live, just to kind of be with them and check in physically with them too.
Yeah. Describe some of that emotion, right? So your season is cut short for those seniors that at the time, that was the last time they were going to play. We're going to find out soon enough what's actually going to happen. Describe some of those emotions and how you helped walk through, right? I think that's probably one of the biggest roles of a coach right now, is to help put this in perspective.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's our role all the time as coaches. I think, you know, especially as a head coach, you think what's most important, and helping our athletes make sense of what's going on around them is a big part of it. Whether it means, you know, you lose a tough game or you play really well against a good team, helping kind of, we say, can you put a bow on it? Can you summarize what just happened or help them see the bigger picture? And so for us, and I'm still in that mode right out of the gate, I don't know if I'm coping with it as much myself personally, because you don't feel like you have the luxury really to cry about it or feel bad. I think there's a lot of people looking to us for support, for guidance, for leadership. And so, you know, our perspective definitely the whole way has been the safety of our families, of our community, of just humans in general across the country and the world. And so, you know, I'm a big zoom out person, and you know, it probably makes people crazy because I'm not always into all the details. Thank goodness I have great staff members that are super detail oriented, but I've definitely been a big picture person my whole life to see what does this mean. And you know, that was the message for our team of, this is hard and it feels unfair, but in the grand scheme of things, we said it's unfair how fortunate we've been as a group. You know, there's a lot of people that never sit in a room like our team room and get to play D1 athletics and have the experiences that we've had. So, you know, it's sad to have it cut short for all the time and effort we've put in, but I definitely feel the, being from a working class family myself, there's a lot of families that aren't making it, cutting it right now financially, and are having a hard time making ends meet. And so it's really hard to think about sports and fairness when you think about just all the families hurting right now and just trying to put food on the table.
For sure. Reframing this around so many of the things that are going on, especially the financial implications hitting and hurting almost everyone, is really mind-boggling to me a lot of the days. And so imagine being a college student trying to wrap your mind around that as well. I'm interested to know, with everyone now settled in at home, how are you keeping the team engaged?
You know, we've had some group chats on text. We did our first Zoom call last week on Friday. And it's been great to see other coaches posting what they're doing, because I think that's a great way for us to share ideas or best practices. But, you know, we took the idea of not just checking in with them or chatting with each other, but how do we continue to support them? So on our Zoom call that we did as a team, we brought our sports psychologist in to help kind of moderate, and our team trainer. And so our athletic trainer, Ashley Parr, has always been a huge part of how we've run things. I've been fortunate to have the same athletic trainer for all 10 seasons I've been at Wisconsin. And she cares deeply just about our athletes as humans, you know, how they're sleeping, how they're eating, how they're coping. And so a lot of our talk had to do with that, of just what's working for everyone. How are they, you know, getting their fitness and their nutrition and their hydration and their sleep habits? So not a lot of softball talk, but definitely a lot of just how's everybody coping with their families. And that was great just to check in with them from where they were at.
Mm-hmm. What are you finding the most challenging about being away from them at this point in time?
excuse me. I think just seeing them, you know, we're definitely an interactive social group. And so you miss seeing and the energy you get from each other.
How are you taking time to grow right now? Right. You referenced obviously from the personal perspective and some of those moments that you're getting to embrace, but from a coaching perspective and as a leader, what are you doing to continue your own development right now?
Well, Megan, I really enjoyed that you posted those podcasts and things, even from the Women's Coaches Academy and We Coach. I did listen to some of those last week, and it was fun to see my daughter look over my shoulder. She was watching a couple of the interviews with me, and she said, "Oh, that looks good. You should do that, Mom. You should get a national championship," when she was watching Kelly speak and getting to watch some of the other leaders in our profession. And so I've gotten to catch up on some video things. I'm a big reader, and so that's been fun, that I like to read a lot professionally, but I've really been really connecting at home. So we're reading a lot of books as a family. That's one thing, that looking for things that we can read aloud. And so that's not, we're not kind of reading any coaching books. I don't think that would keep the little ones interested, but looking for, you know, more board games, more, all of those things of just kind of growing as a family and connecting. I've put a little bit of a pause on all of the coaching books that I usually like to dive into this time of year.
Well, I appreciate the time. I love hearing it's such a calming presence you have in this perspective that you're really able to embrace and lean into the pause. So I hope you guys stay healthy and safe down the spring here, and we'll be watching the Badgers whenever you can get back on the field.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for your leadership. I mean, I think that you think about We Coach, and for me to go through the Women's Coaches Academy after my first season as a head coach, I had no idea just how big this job was, and just how much leadership and mentoring and how much it means to see strong women around you. So I love the mission. It's very cool. And I've been fortunate to have a female athletic director when I was at DePaul as an assistant coach with Jean Lenti Ponsetto. And you just, it makes you take a second and appreciate some of the strong women in your lives when you're trying to be a strong woman right now yourself during a tough time. And so I think I'm probably getting a little more nostalgic than usual, but I've had a strong feeling of appreciation for all those women who've shown me what it looks like to be, you know, brave and graceful during tough times. And thanks for putting a highlight on a lot of them.
Ah, well, awesome. Thanks so much for saying that.